Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Purpose to Service podcast. So I recently sent out a survey asking my audience why they haven't launched their offer out into the world yet. And the top answer that I received was time. You either feel like you haven't launched because you don't have enough time to do it, or you just haven't had enough time to put all of the pieces together. So I know that this past year has really thrown us some major curveballs, and a lot of us are now responsible for a lot more than we expected, but you can't keep using lack of time as an excuse as to why you can't launch that new offer or why you can't grow your business. Because guess what? There will never be a perfect time, and you can't add any more hours onto your day. The longer you wait, the more responsibilities you will just continue adding onto your plate. So the theory that you'll start when your plate isn't as full, like, that'll never happen. More things will always be added onto your plate. So I've heard people say, you know, I'll wait until my kids get a little bit older, and then the next thing you know, 18 years have passed and they're now grown and out the house. Or you say, I'll wait until things calm down at work, and then next thing you know, you get a big promotion or a new major project that you're now responsible for. There will always be something new, and if you keep waiting for time to be on your side, you'll be waiting for forever. So why not start now? Why not say that this idea that you have, that this goal that you have, that this dream that you have is just as important as, you know, the other priorities that you have in your life. Like, of course, yes, your children or your family or whatever will take priority, but why isn't your business also a priority with that? You can prioritize more than one thing at a time. And even if you're only taking small steps towards your goals or your dreams are better than taking none. So this week, I wanted to talk about how to make time for your goals, for your dreams, and for your business, because the last thing that I want to see you do is to waste time waiting for more time. So let's start with number one, get clear on why you want this. So I fully believe that you make time for what is important to you. Like, that's facts. So have you ever stopped to think that maybe you haven't moved on this service idea or this business idea because it's just not that important to you? If so, that's okay. Don't be afraid to admit that. Don't be afraid to say, you know what? Maybe I really just don't want to launch this offer. Maybe I really just don't want to be an entrepreneur, period, right now. That is okay to admit. But if you're like, no, this is important to me, I've had this goal for years, I feel this calling inside of me, I have to get it out, then maybe you need to dig a little bit deeper into why this goal or this business or this idea is important to you. So why do you want this? Why is it more important to you now than ever to make this business idea happen or to build this business that you currently have? So for me, I want to give my daughter, who is at the time of recording this almost 2 years old, I want to give her a better life than what I had when I was growing up. I want her to have more freedom. I want her to have more opportunities that I know building a financially successful business can give to her. Like, I want her to have those options. I don't want her to all of a sudden grow up and say, oh, mom, I really want to do, I don't know, competitive cheerleading. I want to be able to have the resources to let her have those experiences and those opportunities. And I don't want to have to say, well, you know, unfortunately, we can't afford that right now. I don't want that to be her life. I also know that I have been called by God to help women like you to fully believe that your goals are achievable and to show you how to hit those goals. And if I quit, that means that I am doing you a disservice. Like, I know there's a lot of people that you can learn from. I know that, you know, there's more people out there who can probably help you than just me. But I feel like I have certain people that God has called me to impact. And if I quit, that means that those women who I have been called to impact can't do what they need to do. That why is the reason I make time even when I'd rather be sleeping or even when I'd rather be watching Netflix. It's the reason why I set clear boundaries around the time that I do have so that I can fully pour myself into making my goals and my business happen. So you will make time again for the things that are important to you. So tap into your why and watch how all of a sudden you get a few more hours into your day. All right, the second tip is to assess the time that you do have. So here's a little exercise that I want you to try. So if you don't have a pen and paper out, go pause this, run and grab it really quickly. So I want you to spend one full day tracking your time. So write down everything that you do for one full day and include how much time you are spending doing it. I'm talking about even the smallest of tasks. At the end of the day, I want you to look for any opportunities that you could have spent working on your business, whether it be time you spent watching Netflix, time you had while the kids were sleeping, time you may have had while taking your lunch break at work. I think that we get so used to going through our days that we don't really recognize just how much free time we actually have, especially if you know, a part of your day is very routine and you're doing the same thing over and over again. I don't think we actually sit down and think about how much time we actually do have time, you know, to like spend on the things that we want to do. But when you take time to sit down and track your time, it becomes easier to spot those gaps where you could have been working through that course or writing that blog post or planning out your launch. At the very least, you have at least an hour a day to dedicate to your goals. So I once read somewhere that if you don't have at least 1 hour a day to yourself, then you need to reevaluate some things. Out of 24 hours that we have in the day, if you don't have at least 1 hour that you can dedicate to yourself, then that means you need to reevaluate some things that are happening in your personal life. So think about that. Assess your time, go through that exercise, and just try to pinpoint those spots in your day where you can say, okay, let me, you know, use this time to be able to focus on working in my business. The third tip is to make a commitment to yourself. So like I just mentioned, you have the time, you just need to find it and also make it a priority. So I want you to commit to spending, again, 1 hour a day on your business. So how you get that hour is completely up to you. It can be 30 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes at night. But I want you to just commit right now, say, Alicia, I am going to commit to spending 1 hour a day working on my business. So if you have to wake up a little earlier or go to bed a little later, if you have to use your lunch break, do what you need to do to get that 1 hour in. And I bet if you look back at that time audit that we just talked about, I bet you spent more than an hour today just scrolling through social media. I'm guilty of that myself. But you have an hour. So I want you to make a promise or a commitment to yourself that right now you are going to show up for yourself and your goals and your business every single day. And if you get, you know, so happen to get 3 hours one day, that doesn't make up for the whole week. I want you to still, you know, get in another hour the next day. So if you just put in extra hours during the day, then just congratulate yourself on putting in more work. But you still need to put in at least an hour every single day. All right, so the fourth tip is to ask for help. So you know how they say it takes a village to raise a child? Then I'm pretty sure it also takes a village to raise a business as well. So I want you to tap into your village that you may have around you so that you can make more time to dedicate to the things that you are also passionate about. Tell your spouse that you need him or her to take over the bedtime routine a couple times a week so that you can knock out work before bed. Drop them kids off at their grandparents' house, of course, if it's COVID safe. Ask a friend to co-work with you for an hour so that you can hold each other accountable. So I'm sure there are people out there who want to help you, but a lot of times you have to push past that fear of just asking for help. And of course, I know not everyone has people around them, but, you know, find different ways that you can help. I know there are different centers that will, you know, kind of entertain your kids for an hour or two so that you can get work done. We ended up putting River back in daycare because I needed that time to be able to focus on work. And unfortunately, you know, family can't help watch her, you know, during the middle of the week, during the day. So figure out different ways to ask for help, to get for help, get help. You know, if you have older children, maybe seeing if they can hang out with the smaller children for a little while, or send them kids outside to play while you, you know, watch them from the back porch and you get some work done. Like, ask for help. There are people out there who are willing to help you, who want to help you, but they may not know exactly how. So ask for help. You know, it doesn't make you weak. It doesn't mean you're still not superwoman or whatever. Ask for help so that you can start making what you're passionate about a priority. All right, and the fifth tip is it lack of time or is it fear? So running your business with all the decisions you need to make is scary, and there are so many different moving parts that comes with growing a business. I think a lot of times we say that we need more time, or we need more accountability, or we don't know where to start, but I really do believe that those excuses are often just rooted in fear. Instead of owning up to that fear and calling it out, we blame it on lack of time. We blame it on, you know, oh, I can't do it right now. I have so much going on. When honestly, it's fear. But the thing is that with fear, let's say you get more time, like legit, you end up having more free hours in the day to dedicate to your business. If you still don't get to the root of that fear, you'll just move on to the next excuse. So if the excuse is no longer that you don't have any more time, you'll just move on to something like you don't know where to start, or you're going to need more accountability. So you're just going to keep coming up with excuse after excuse after excuse if you don't get down to the root of where that fear is coming from. So again, get to the root of that fear. We actually have a whole masterclass inside of the Purpose to Service Academy that goes over fear and goes over doubt. It's called Mindset Reset. And the purpose of this is to help entrepreneurs to just move past any mental barriers that may be holding them back from like fully showing up and, you know, delivering and providing and making the most out of their business. So again, if you are finding yourself that you're just constantly making excuses, even if it's not just, you know, the time excuse, think about it and really sit with yourself and be honest with yourself and say, is it really time? Is it really lack of knowledge? Is it really, I don't know, lack of accountability? Or is it because I'm afraid of taking this leap? Is it because I'm afraid that I don't think this dream is possible? Is it because I'm afraid of failure? Is it because I'm afraid of the unknown? Get to the root of that fear and start pushing past that so that it is no longer holding you back from really growing your business in the way that it deserves to be grown. All right, you guys. So again, I want us all to make a commitment to ourselves to, at the very least, spend 1 hour a day making our business a priority. Your dreams are worth it. Your goals are worth it. Your big, bright, beautiful ideas are all worth it. But they are never going to get the recognition. They're never going to get the space they need to grow unless you can make it a priority just as you would anything else that is important to you in your life. All right, you guys, I would love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. So if you are watching here on YouTube, then leave a comment, please, in the comment section. Or if you're listening to it on the podcast, then shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I'm at The Alicia Nicole. You can even screenshot this episode, share it on, you know, on Instagram or on Twitter. Tag me and just let me know what your biggest takeaway was. And I will be chatting with you next week. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at The Alicia Nicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.